Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for the dumbest arguments ever.
It is time for the dumbest argument ever. Megan is here.
Megan. Megan and
I, let's argue about something dumb.
Okay.
No, sorry. Erica is here. Erica, what are you having a dumb argument with somebody?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, with my boyfriend, which amazes me that this is even happening because it is so dumb.
It's so good.
It happens.
Yeah. Boyfriends are like that.
Yeah.
What's going on with you and your boyfriend? What are you arguing about?
Well, recently I got braces, which, you know, adult braces are a little and so my orthodontist, he gave me the whole long laundry list of what I can, can't have, you know, all the rules, right? And so the other day we were in the car and he pulled out a piece of gum for him and I asked if I could have some because I needed to freshen my breath. He told me no because the orthodontist told me I couldn't have candy. That right there blew me away. I was like, that's not candy. This is gum. I mean, I'm trying to explain to him that gum is like what you use to freshen your breath. Like when I was a kid, my parents never classified gum as candy. Like I could always have gum or mint. Candy's like sweet tarts and stuff like that, like taffy. You know, gum is... I don't know.
Wait a minute. So the dentist told you you couldn't have gum or you couldn't have candy?
I couldn't have candy.
I'm pretty sure it's both, though. Like, you can't have gum and have braces.
But gum is like a refreshing, like a mouth refreshment, right?
I mean, it depends. If it's bubble gum, no, it's... Well, okay. So your boyfriend wouldn't give you gum because he thought it was candy.
Right. And so then we got into this huge thing, and he's not... I cannot get it through his head.
This is literally the argument that people have, by the way, with their four-year-old, I'd like to point out.
I totally feel like that's the case.
Yeah. All right, let's call... What's your boyfriend's name?
Tom.
All right, let's call Tom and find out what's going on.
Hello?
Tom!
Yes, who's this?
Oh, Tom, good morning. This is Mark K. And I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Also, Erica is with us, your girlfriend, who you love, I assume.
Yes.
He's
hi,
like,
Tom.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Listen, she called us up and she told us you guys got into a big fight the other day and she just wanted to get some clarification on it.
Yeah.
We heard about the gum isn't candy argument that you guys had. You told her she couldn't have gum because it was candy.
Yeah, it is.
What?
No, there's no argument. It's not even for discussion.
So, what kind of gum was it? Was it like spearmint gum or wintergreen or something? Or
I think it was like bubble gum.
No, it was not bubble gum. I'm going to stop you right there.
Oh.
And if it was like... I don't feel like I'd ever asked for bubble gum. This was like a stick of gum.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you can blow a bubble with it.
Right.
This was like a stick of gum, and so, I needed it for my breath.
Right. Tom, why is it that you didn't want her to have the gum?
Well, you spend all this money on the braces, and the orthodontist said don't have candy. Why would you go and do exactly what he said?
It's not candy. It's gum. I told you, it's totally different.
Yeah, see, therein lies the argument, I can see.
It's going to stick to your teeth, it's going to stick to the braces, and it could probably pull the braces off.
Yeah, I don't think you can have it, but I also don't think that gum is considered candy.
You don't?
No, it's not.
I mean, they
chew it in the back of my mouth.
They sell it in the candy aisle.
When we have trick-or-treaters come to the house, we hand out candy and gum. Gum is candy.
Okay. Right. This would definitely constitute a dumb argument.
it really does.
So let's continue it for the next hour.
It's worth it.
340-9595. Is gum candy? Erica recently got some adult braces, and then she got into a fight with her boyfriend because you asked him for gum. Is that right, Erica?
I asked him for gum because my breath needed to be freshened.
Yeah, he had some dragon breath.
I didn't ask him for anything else. I didn't ask him for taffy or
right,
Jolly Ranchers, lollipop.
Right, we got it. And Tom, you refused to give your girlfriend the gum because you said what?
She's not allowed to have candy.
She's not allowed to have candy. 340-9595. Hence the argument, is gum candy? 340-9595. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, is gum candy?
Yes, it's sold in the candy aisle.
It's sold in the candy aisle.
Yep.
But I've also seen it in places where it's not sold in the candy aisle. Like at the airport, they just sell it right there in the front.
Yeah.
Right, but there's usually candy underneath it.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's an interesting question. So you say yes, gum is candy.
Yeah, she shouldn't chew it. My son, thousands of dollars on his mouth.
Yeah.
For braces, the gum gets stuck behind the bracket.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're not supposed to chew it when you have braces.
No, the kids are so ungrateful. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Amnon from the beach area.
Hey, what do you think, Amnon? Is it gum candy?
Gum is not candy. However, it does have candy-like properties. Especially when it comes to braces, just like she knows she can't have taffy, that malleable property that's going to loosen up her braces, the glue inside of her braces, gum's going to do the exact same thing. I had braces for 4 years, and I had to learn the hard way, so she might want to take a page out of my book and realize that she can't chew gum while she has braces. Otherwise, she's going to have a lot of trips to the orthodontist.
Okay, so it's not candy technically, but it has candy-like properties.
Yes.
All right, man. Hey, that's very... scientific.
Very technical, yeah.
That was good. WAP, hi, who's this?
This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, is gum candy?
I consider gum candy. I have 3 kids. I consider gum candy, and whether it says gum or bubble gum, it's still the same.
Yeah.
It's all made with the same ingredient.
I could see how bubble gum, like Big League Chew and stuff, like Double Bubble, that could be considered more candy, but
yeah.
Trident or Orbit, I mean, I wouldn't consider Orbit to be candy.
No, me neither, because it's like... It's like a mint.
It depends on the person.
Yeah.
Like, do you consider?
You cannot have gum when you wear braces.
Right. I think that's a given.
My mother used to work at an orthodontist office. And my brother had braces when we were kids. You can't chew gum.
No.
So you had no fun at all growing up.
Yeah.
WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Steve.
Hey, Steve, is gum candy?
Yeah, gum is definitely candy, man. Candy is a confectionery that features sugar as its principal ingredient. So that being said, the confectionery category encompasses sweet confection, including chocolate, chewing gum, and sugar candy.
Did you like Wikipedia that or something?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay, good. We appreciate
it. But I mean, if you're considering candy to be by sugar, then like fruit is candy. I mean, like...
Well, fruit is not candy.
That's natural sugar.
Yeah, it's nature's candy.
Oh, so...
Yeah.
I'm just saying, by what you said, it sounds like
we're
it
talking
could
about
be.
Refined sugar from a factory.
Gotcha.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this? Hello? Okay, great. They're listening. They'll figure it out in a minute. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, good morning. My name is Elle.
Hi, Elle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Is gum candy?
So... I am actually a COA, which is a certified orthodontic assistant.
Okay.
I have worked in the field for about 10 years.
Okay.
So candy is not something you are supposed to eat. It is something that we go over with the patients after they get their braces on. It is part of the what to eat and what not to eat, and that is one of the top things you're not supposed to have.
But what about gum?
Gum, yes, gum. You're not supposed to have it.
But is gum considered candy?
Yes, it is.
Because I know a lot of people think candy is something that you digest or you ingest, like swallow. But gum, you're not supposed to swallow. You spit it out. So is it, I mean, you eat candy, you don't eat gum, or at least you're not supposed to.
Right.
There's always that weird kid in school who eats gum, but.
Or if you just swallow it by accident.
Right.
It is gross. But, I mean, it is a big requirement just because if the patient were to eat gum, it loosens up, especially if they have bands in the back, which are these silver loops that go around the teeth in the back.
Right.
If they have those in the back of their teeth, the gum will loosen those and will pop those out. And as far as the brackets on their teeth, it will take those off as well. I have so many patients that come in, and when I find out how their bracket came off, guess what the problem was?
Gum. Yeah. Okay, so gum is the devil, is in your opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And it also candy.
It's the top one thing next to taffy that you are not supposed to have.
Caffeine?
So I was, no, taffy.
Oh, taffy. Oh, phew. I was about to say. Hey, thanks for calling. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Were you planning on getting braces, Mark?
No.
Why are you so concerned?
I just, whenever someone says don't have caffeine, I get a little nervous. WAP, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jeannie from Arlington.
Hi, Jeannie. Is gum candy?
Yes, and Wikipedia agrees.
Wikipedia, and everything's right on Wikipedia.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. What does Wikipedia say about
literally,
us?
Literally, I could go in there right now in Wikipedia and change it.
You could write. You could edit it.
So, I don't know.
I mean, that's the thing about Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.